Divine Grace, this is Royal Kennedy from NBC Television.
How do you do? Yeah.
She would like to ask you some questions.
Right here. I would like to know what the occasion is. Why are you visiting Chicago?
Roll.
Yeah. Just now, I have seen one article in the Times. 4-5 pages article, crime, and what is it?
Why and how to solve it.
Why and how to solve it.
It's the cover story of Times.
So mm-hmm. If you are serious, you can take our method and suggestion. Then you can stop this crime.
You have a way to stop the crime?
Yeah.
Can you explain a little bit more how do you do it?
That we have to suggest the social, political, educational, cultural, everything has to be changed. So if you come, we can give you in details how it can be done.
Can you tell me how you feel about this welcome that you got?
Yes, of course, by God's grace, wherever I go, they welcome me like that.
Are you used to anything a little bit more serene?
Serene, of course, our whole propaganda is serene. Yes, we are distributing God consciousness. It is the most serene movement. People have to learn it very nicely.
Thank you.
Okay, wait, hang on.
For the festival.
Stop the crimes of your country. My message is to stop the crimes of your country. This is my summon substance. You have read the article in the Times, crime, and how to stop it. So if you take my advice, that can be stopped. That brings crime among them. And that man. Opportunity to propagate.
Yes.
Crimes and how to stop.
Why and how to stop.
Why and how to. That is the answer in Krishna consciousness movement. Yes. Actually. Condition of the world. Simply full of criminals, that's all. And our is papi tapi jato chila hari name uddharilo. This is our. Crime means papi, sinful. And this is the only remedy for reclaiming the sinful. Simply by law, if you want to suppress them, it will not be successful. Deliver them. Then you also come along with them. Not that these criminals only should be delivered, and you will go on continue criminal activity, slaughterhouse, and killing the child in the home. You are criminal yourself, the whole state. The reception was very nice.
Oh, yes.
So we are going to the temple?
Yes, sir.
New York? No.
The city is bigger. I don't think there's more people.
What is this? Dallas, Barney.
There's a that's advertising that this brand of airlines flies there to Dallas every hour on the hour.
Oh, Dallas is nearer?
No. 2 hours.
2 hours.
2 hours.
What was it?
92.
Really?
Because Shastra says, papi tapi jatanshila harinam. Simply by this chanting, all these things can be stopped. There is no doubt about it. They are spending so much money uselessly going to the moon planet and this planet and stopping crime. The same amount may be spent on distribution of prasad and chanting Hare Krishna in a mass scale. Everything. Mass scale. Simply organize nice prasadam distribution and mass joining Hare Krishna. Just see the effect.
There's proof of it just in Berkeley where we have our Rath Yatra. The police say that we have our parades there and they're all peaceful.
I guess.
Whereas other groups, they have parades and
window
they're
breaking.
Yes, violent.
Window breaking crowd. We are not that. Let them add this, oh Hare Krishna.
Yes, oh Hare Krishna.
Suggest the assembly manager. Huh? What is that?
He said the name of the airport.
Oh,
is,
Ohare.
Ohare.
What do you do? This is the airport, Ohare. Ohare.
Well, yeah, O'Hare.
Yeah, it is.
O'Hare. I think that is an Irish name.
Who was he?
Who was O'Hare?
We chant O'Hare.
Woman town up
can solve this. Why not? I invite them to hear us how we can solve. Arrange meetings in big circle. We shall give the solution. It's a good opportunity for preaching. You have got Time paper?
Yes, Time magazine. Cover stories.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes, we shall take this opportunity to preach crying, why, and what to do. We shall give all solutions. You can arrange big meetings on this point, crying, why, and what to do. A very suitable heading it is. Rava bhaktasya kuto mahad guna. Unless you take to God consciousness, all these raskanda, so-called advancement of spirit, all condemned, everything. All raskanda. So why will not be there with crying? There must be. This is the result of modern civilization, crime. You cannot check it unless you check Krishna. They are all violating the laws of nature. nature brings you from evolutionary process to the human life. And if you misuse, then you suffer. This life is specially meant for understanding God. Athātha brahma jityāsa. This is the only business. Jīvasya tattva jigyāsa. Na jasya jastriha karma vi. Jīvasya tattva jigyāsa. Find out the three words. We have given all solutions. Now our business is how to push it through these leaders who are not thinking crime, why and what. They're thinking. They must think if they actually want welfare of the country. They must think that here is the answer. Yes?
Kama shinindriya priti labhu jiveta yavata jivasya tattva jigyasa narto yascheha karma vi. Life's desires should never be aimed at gratifying the senses. One should desire to live only because human life enables one to inquire about the absolute truth. This should be the goal of all works.
Kama shinindriya priti. But?
The completely bewildered material civilization is wrongly directed towards the fulfillment of desires and sense gratification.
Simply wine, woman, and beef, and sporting, and jumping like monkey. Bodily demand, that's all right. But not for this purpose. The bags have come?
Yes.
Oh, then that's all right. There is oil.
The pendulum is getting ready for your
listener. Read it. Yeah.
In such civilization, in all spheres of life, the ultimate end is sense gratification. In politics, social service, altruism, philanthropy, and ultimately in religion, or even in salvation, the very same tent of sense gratification is ever increasingly predominant. In the political field, the leaders of men fight with one another to fulfill their personal sense gratification.
In India?
Yes.
These are all foreseen. I have already discussed that. Then?
The voters adore the so-called leaders only when they promise sense gratification. As soon as the voters are dissatisfied in their own sense gratification, they dethrone the leaders. The leaders almost always disappoint the voters by not satisfying their senses.
Then they protest, meeting, procession. But nobody will be able to satisfy them, because they do not know. How to keep the mass of people satisfied? They do not. Lokasya janata vidyana chakri shatata sanghita. These aspects they do not know. All set of us. The so-called philosophers, scientists. I always say they are aspects. Now they are coming. What to do? They'll face so many problems. What to do? This is the beginning. The whole world will be in chaos if they do not take to Krishna consciousness. So many, what to do with them? Just tell them, and here is the remedy. Now it is the time for preaching. They think. They're sleeping, now they're thinking what to do. that blindly following sense gratification. Now it has come to this stage, what to do? What to do? This is Athatha Brahma Jignana. Now inquire about Brahma. This is. Then?
The same is applicable in all other fields. No one is serious about the problems of life. Even those who are on the path of salvation desire to become one with the Absolute Truth and desire to commit spiritual suicide for sense gratification.
That is also another sense gratification. To become one with the Supreme.
But the Bhagavatam says that one should not live for sense gratification. One should satisfy the senses only insofar as it is required for self-preservation.
We don't say that we stop altogether. No. We say no illicit sex. We don't say no sex. So we should indulge in sense gratification as far as it is required for the maintenance of the body and balance time shall save for Brahma Jignasa. This is civilization. Otherwise it is animal civilization. But that has come now. So the American people, the leaders, they are now thinking what to do and call big men and give our program. Here is to do. Come here to do. This is the opportunity. And then?
Because the body is made of senses, which also require a certain amount of satisfaction, there are regulative directions for satisfaction of such senses. But the senses are not meant for unrestricted enjoyment. For example, marriage...
But that is not enjoyment. Just like sex indulgence. If you indulge in more than necessary, then you'll be impotent. Nature will stop. No impotency. That will be. Impotency, this homosex is also another sign of impotence. They do not feel sex impulse to women. They feel sex impulse in men. That means he is impotent. It is impotence. So things are coming so rubbish now. This is the time for reaching our standard. Then?
For example, marriage or the combination of a man with a woman is necessary for progeny, but it is not meant for sense enjoyment.
Now this progeny is further. It is sense enjoyment, homosexual. Progeny they don't want. They are not interested. Only sense gratification. This is another sign of impotence. When after enjoying so many women, they become impotent, then they artificially create another sex impulse, you know, homosexual. This is psychology. The people are degraded so much, especially in the... everywhere, not especially this or that, everywhere. This is collegial. But thoughtful leaders, they are thinking what to do. That's a very good sign. And take advantage and give them program. Exactly to the direction of Bhagavad Gita. Then the world will be saved. Neither it is done. It is a fact. But this is the opportunity for preaching. You can take that paper and heading. There are so many headings. Each heading reply. We are the only person who can give solution. There is no other group or any man in the world. We are only. So let them take advantage of our knowledge and apply in the society. That's all right. Now all the sannyasis have got the good opportunity to preach. So where is the key? Keep it.